We present All Gas and Gators. The bishop takes a holiday. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil, with this week's special guest, Doris Hare. It is a beautiful morning in early autumn. So warm, in fact, that the Bishop of St. Ogg's sits working at his desk in shirt sleeves.
The mail, my lord.
Ah, thank you, Newt. Anything interesting?
Yes, my lord. One of those visitation questionnaires you sent out to the parish clergy asking for church attendance figures.
Who's it from?
The Reverend Arthur Cox, my lord, the incumbent at Little Wickham.
Oh, is there anything else?
Only another postcard from the dean.
Oh, not another view of the prison.
Yes, my lord. He says, weather perfect, discipline good, wish you were here.
Well, who else but the dean would think of relieving the chaplain of a local prison for a holiday?
Shall I put it with all the others on the chimney piece, my lord?
Yes, I think you'd better, Newt. He's bound to come round later and check up. This parish at Little Wickham is a disgrace. The church attendance has dropped by half. What's this man Cox think he's playing at?
Doesn't he give any explanation, my lord?
But he says, my dear Lord Bishop, sorry about these figures. It's all a case of Genesis chapter 25, verse 23.
Two nations are in thy womb.
I beg your pardon?
Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels.
Oh, really, Duke? There's no need to be offensive.
No, my lord. You know, it's what Isaac's wife, Rebecca, was told by the Lord when she was expecting Esau and Jacob.
Oh, that, of course. Well, I knew that, Duke.
Yes, there, of course. I thought you would.
Yes, but the point is, what's it got to do with these figures dropping?
I've no idea.
Oh, thank you, Duke. You've been a great help.
That's all right, my lord. It was a great pleasure.
May I come in?
Ah, of course. My dear Henry, what on earth have you got on?
Oh, Archdeacon, what a very nice tropical suit. And what a very gay hat. Don't you think the Archdeacon looks smart, my lord?
I don't know about smart, Newt, but he certainly looks different. Have you come to say goodbye, Henry?
Just leaving for the airport, Archdeacon?
No, it's all off, I'm afraid.
You're weak in Spain?
Yes, I've just heard. They've made a mess of the bookings.
Oh, haven't they offered you another date, Henry, dear old friend?
Yes, but it'll be too late.
Too late? What do you mean?
Well, the sherry festival will be over.
Oh,
Archdeacon, how disappointing.
What rotten luck, Henry, dear old friend. I really am sorry. Well, I must say, Henry, you've come to see us just at the right moment.
Have I, Bishop? Oh, thank you very much. That's just what I need.
No, Henry, I didn't mean a glass of sherry.
Oh, sorry, Bishop. Still, I've poured it out now. Cheers.
Well, no, Henry. I've had a visitation return from Little Wickham, Henry.
Oh, what a charming spot.
The incumbent is the Reverend Arthur Cox, Archdeacon.
Yes, I know. He's got a splendid cook.
Has he?
Yes, yes. She's an artist, a toad in the hole.
Oh, well, he may have a good cook, Henry, but his church attendance figures are a disgrace. Do you happen to know what the problem is, Henry?
Yes, Bishop. There's a new man at the Methodist chapel, and he's a very good preacher.
What?
Do you want me to go over there, Bishop?
Would you mind?
I'd be delighted.
Really? Is Little Wickham as nice as all that?
Oh, yes, my lord. I went there once. There's a lovely little early Norman church with a beautiful barrel vault roof, and the font's a perfect treasure, isn't it, Archdeacon?
Yes, yes. And so's the cook.
Oh. Henry, you keep talking about this cook. Is she really that good?
She is, if you like toad in the hole, Bishop.
Oh, well, I do, Henry. I'm really very fond of it, especially made with homemade sausages.
She never uses anything else.
Really? Henry, I suddenly see the solution to our problem.
You do, my lord?
Yes, Newt. Take a letter.
Right, my lord. Who is it to?
The Reverend Arthur Cox, Little Wickham. My dear Cox, I fully appreciate your problem and suggest you take a fortnight's holiday starting tomorrow. I have decided to take over your parish personally, and with the aid of my staff, am confident I shall be able to fight this battle and win it.
Moses! But how, my lord?
House-to-house visiting, Newt, to get them into the church, and then once they're there, I shall preach.
But, my lord, can we go off and leave the cathedral like this while the dean's away? Is it that important? I mean, such a small village.
The church today, Newt, is not so strong it can afford to see its membership dwindle in this alarming manner without a battle.
Oh, I suppose not.
And it will be a battle, make no mistake about it. But a battle it is our bounden duty to go out and fight. Don't you agree, Henry?
Certainly, Bishop. Especially if you like Toad in the Hole.
Oh, Henry. Well, here we are, Henry. I must say, it certainly looks as you say. I've never seen such a pretty little village. Ah. Oh, Henry, ring the bell. I want to see this paragon that I've heard so much about.
Right, Bishop, I will. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
Come along in, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Shoebridge. Get the cases, Newt.
Yes, my lord.
Welcome to Little Wickham, my lord. I'm sorry about this smell, but I'm just baking the bread.
Oh, please don't apologize. It's delicious.
His reverence said I was to make you comfortable.
Ah, we can rely on you, Mrs. Shoebridge.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Archdeacon. He said he hoped you'd enjoy your holiday, my lord.
Holiday? Oh, this is no holiday. I am here to work.
I'll just put your fishing rods down here, shall I, my lord?
Oh, what? Oh, yes, well, anywhere will do.
Except there, sir, if you please. I will see to them.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, if you will go into the study, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Shoebridge. Ah, oh, Henry, what a delightful room.
What did I tell you, Bishop? My word, this chair is comfortable.
Oh, yes, Henry, and so is this one. I love an old wing chair.
Oh, what a little honey.
Really? Where? I can't see her.
Oh, Henry, come and sit down.
No, no, no. I meant the church, Archdeacon. You get such a good view of it from this window.
Yes, yes, very nice. Mm.
Oh, come in.
Now, gentlemen, about lunch.
Oh, yes, yes, now, yes. What about lunch?
Oh, no, no, I haven't got anything special.
Oh, that's right.
Well, sad, on it, Toad in the Hole.
Oh, good, Toad in the Hole, Henry, Toad in the Hole.
Well, it'll be ready in about an hour. I've got to go over to the farm to get some butter and cream and a chicken for tonight. So if you'd like to make yourselves comfortable.
Oh, thank you, dear lady, thank you, we will.
I shan't be long.
Right. Well, I'll just take the cases upstairs.
Thank you, sir. I'd rather you left them alone.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I'll be off then.
Right. Well, we've got an hour, Henry.
Yes, Bishop, an hour till lunch.
Oh, just time to start house-to-house visiting, my lord.
Good idea, Newt.
Oh, dear, must we?
No, Henry, don't disturb yourself.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
Just you and me, eh, my lord?
Just you, Newt. Off you go. I have to prepare my sermon for Sunday.
Do you want me to leave you, Bishop?
No, Henry, no. I think I shall just go and work down by the stream. Hand me my fishing rods, will you, Newt?
Will you need fishing rods if you're writing a sermon, my lord?
Yes, Newt. They help me to think. Now, what fly shall I use? Zulu or a butcher? Zulu, I think, don't you, Newt?
Yes, my lord. That should help you to think.
Oh, who could that be?
Good morning, my lord. We heard you were coming. I'm Mrs. Plummer. Oh,
how do you do, madam? Won't you come in?
Thank you, my lord. I saw her go over to the farm, so I thought I'd just pop round to welcome you.
Isn't that charming, my lord?
Yes, indeed. Most kind.
I've brought you some eggs for your tea.
Really? Eggs? Oh, how delicious.
I've just collected them from right under the hen.
Oh, Newt, come and feel. They're still warm.
Yes. Oh, look, my lord. There's a feather.
I don't expect you see anything like this in town.
We certainly do not, do we, Newt?
No, my lord. And look at these beautiful flowers.
I thought you might like them too, my lord, to cheer you up.
Oh, how very kind. But why don't you put them in the church?
Really? May I?
Oh, but of course, dear lady.
lovely. I'll take them round then, shall I?
Why not take the shortcut through the garden?
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Oh, but of course you must.
How lovely. Yeah, I'll see ta-ta, your lordship.
Ta-ta. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for calling.
It was a pleasure, your lordship. Fancy me putting my flowers in the church.
Wasn't that charming, my lord?
Charming, absolutely charming. Henry!
Yes, Bishop?
Henry, come here, Henry. Take a look at these eggs.
They're from a hen, Archdeacon.
Oh. Who'd have thought it?
A dear woman brought them, Henry.
And some lovely chrysanthemums.
I told her, Henry, to put them in the church.
Was that wise?
What do you mean, Archdeacon?
Well, it may not be her job.
Well, what's that got to do with it, Henry?
Well, people are funny in the country, you know.
Oh, nonsense. People in the country are extremely sensible. After all, they're very close to nature.
Yes, Bishop. In some cases, a bit too close.
Hello, another caller.
Morning, my lord. I'm Loder, the sexton.
Ah, sexton, how do you do? Come into the study, won't you?
Thank you kindly, sir. His reverence said I was to see you right and wanting for nothing, so I thought I'd call round.
Oh, how very kind. Come along. My word, we are popular this morning. Newt, see who that is, will you?
Yes, leave it to me, my lord. Oh, hello. What do you want, my little man?
Mr. Loder. Oh, you want Mr. Loder.
Can I give him a message?
Mum said, tell him young Billy's gone.
Gone?
Snuffed it.
Oh, dear, I am sorry.
Mum said, if I run all the way, you give me something.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Well, here you are.
Cool. Thanks.
My lord, Archdeacon, Mr. Loder, I have bad news.
Not young Billy?
I'm afraid so.
I feared this might happen. Will you excuse me, sir? I was going to ring the passing bell.
Of course. I'm so sorry.
What is the passing bell, my lord?
One of those quaint old customs, Newt. They toll the bell the number of years the deceased has lived.
Oh, one fears that young Billy will not require many tolls, my lord.
Oh, there it is now. Shall we stand?
Of course, my lord. 2, 3... Twenty-one.
Well, at least we can rejoice that young Billy reached manhood, Henry. 23.
Indeed, yes, Bishop.
24. 78. 79. 80.
I think we could sit down, don't you, Henry?
83, 84, 104, 105, 106, 106. Moses.
Oh. Well, perhaps it's not quite so sad after all, Henry. Ah, that's Mrs. Shoebridge back from the farm.
Is lunch ready?
No, and it won't be.
I beg your pardon?
I'm leaving.
But, my good woman, what's wrong? What's upset you?
You have.
Me?
Telling that woman to put her nasty cassants in my church. The cheek of it.
What?
If my flowers don't suit, you can do without my cooking too, and good riddance.
Oh. Bishop, what have you done?
Oh, my lord.
Well, there are other cooks.
Not like her.
No, my lord. Think of her toad in the hole.
Oh, yes, I had rather forgotten that.
Get her back.
Well, there's only one way, Henry. We shall have to take those flowers out of the church. Come on.
There you are, gentlemen. Did you hear the bell?
Well, we did. Sexton? Right, Newt. Go into the church and get the flowers.
Very well, my lord.
I thought you said the deceased was young, Billy.
That's right, my lord. Old Billy's son. Will it be all right to hold his funeral at 2 o'clock on Saturday?
Of course. Will many people attend?
All his family, my lord.
And what about the rest of the village?
Oh, yes. Harry Smart will be there as well.
Harry Smart? You mean everyone else in the village is related to the deceased?
Everyone, my lord. His wife had 12 children, you see. Then there were 39 grandchildren. So naturally, there were 75 great-grandchildren.
Yes, but even so, there are many more people than that in this village.
Of course, my lord. I said his wife had 12 children. I must go and dig the grave. After this dry spell, I ain't looking forward to it, I can tell you. The ground will be like iron.
I've got them, my lord.
Oh, give them to me, Newt.
Here, just a moment.
What's the matter?
Aren't they the flowers Elsie Plummer just put in the church?
Yes, and that is why they're going straight out again. I'm going to take them to the rubbish heap myself.
Then you better take this spade, my lord. Elsie Plummer is my wife's brother's cousin. And if her flowers ain't good enough for your church, you can dig the grave yourself. And the best of luck. Good morning.
Oh, Bishop. You've done it again.
Well, Henry, how was I to know? Anyway, at least Mrs. Shoebridge will come back.
Oh, yes. I am looking forward to that toad of the hole for lunch.
You won't have time for lunch, Newt.
Why ever not?
Because you've got to dig young Billy's grave.
What? Me? Why me?
Well, someone's got to do it, and surely you don't expect me to, do you?
I suppose not.
Right. Well, here's the spade. Get on with it. Henry.
Yes, Bishop?
We'll go back to the vicarage and await Mrs. Shoebridge and her toad in the hole.
That's her, Bishop.
At last! Mrs. Shoebridge! Mrs. Shoebridge!
Did you call, my lord?
I most certainly did.
You've come back.
Yes, to get my things.
But we've taken the flowers out of the church.
Oh, have you?
Yes, we threw them away.
Right away.
Far away.
As far as possible.
Really?
Yes, yes. So now you will come back, won't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't. I got another job.
What?
It's all arranged. Excuse me, I must go and pack.
Oh, really? Henry, dear old friend, this is a disaster. I don't know how we're going to face Cox. In one morning, to have lost him both his sexton and his cook.
A bad business, Bishop.
One thing is certain, Henry. We have got to get the congregation back now.
Well, we better start this house-to-house visiting, I suppose.
No, there's no need to start traipsing round their houses now, Henry.
Oh, isn't there? Why not, Bishop?
Because the whole village will be coming to the church on Saturday for the funeral.
Oh, of course, Bishop. You'll be able to preach to them.
Yes, I certainly shall, Henry. And it is a sermon that will need a good deal of thought.
I've got just the sermon, Bishop. I'll lend it to you.
Really, Henry? What's it about?
Sodom and Gomorrah. You'll find they'll lap it up.
Yes, Henry, I'm sure they will. But on second thought, perhaps I'd better write something, perhaps for the occasion. I'd be very grateful if you'd bring me a large pot of coffee. Black coffee. Strong black coffee. This is going to take a good deal of thought, Henry, dear old friend. Ah, tell me, Henry, dear old friend, is my mitre on straight?
Yes, Bishop, you look most impressive.
Thank you, dear old Henry. You know, I thought wearing it and this cope would prove a welcome contrast to the austerity of the Methodist minister.
Have you got your sermon?
Yes, I have, Henry, here. All 10 pages of it.
10 pages? You're sure you wouldn't like to borrow mine? I brought it with me.
Thank you. No, Henry. No, this happens to be the finest sermon I've ever written, and frankly, it is rather more calculated to retrieve an erring flock than threaten to destroy them in the manner of the Old Testament, Henry.
But my Sodom and Gomorrah isn't a bit like that, Bishop.
Oh, well, isn't it? Well, it's all the same, Henry. I think I'll stick to my own sermon, if you don't mind.
I must say, Bishop, you certainly worked hard on it.
Well, I think perhaps we'll stroll down to the lych gate and we should just meet the cortege as it arrives. Come on.
Oh, good afternoon, my lord. Hello, Archdeacon. Oh, I put the books out, my lord, but you'll have to announce the hymns. I couldn't reach up to the hymn board.
Why, you bent double like that, Newt. You look ridiculous. Have you dropped something?
No, my lord, I can't stand any straighter. I'm absolutely lost.
Oh, really, Newt, all this fuss about a little bit of digging.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, hello, my child.
You waiting for the funeral?
Why, have you seen them?
Yeah, they're just coming. Here they come, look.
But it's a horse and cart.
But of course, Newt, these charming old customs still survive in places like this. My word, it's certainly a good turnout, Henry. There must be 300 people.
At least, Bishop.
Oh, they aren't going to draw up on this side, then.
No, no, it looks as though they're going to stop a little beyond this Newt and then back up to the Lich Gate.
I'm not sure they're going to stop at all, Bishop.
They aren't. They've passed us. What's going on?
They must be going to the Methodist chapel, my lord.
Oh, really? This is too much.
What are you doing to your sermon, Bishop?
Tearing it up, Henry. Tearing it up. It's obvious it'll not be needed now. How could they do this to me? How could they let us stand here like this and just walk by? Oh, when I think how hard I worked on that sermon.
Not as hard as I worked on that grave.
Ooh, after all that, to go rushing off to the Methodist minister.
But they ain't.
Oh, ain't they?
What's that, my child?
No.
Then where are they going?
To the pub.
The pub?
Short for public house, my lord.
I know. But whatever for?
It was his last wish, to be carried past it.
Oh, look, my lord.
Bishop. They're turning.
They're coming back.
So they are.
You'll be able to preach to them after all, my lord.
So I will, Newt. No, I won't, Newt. My sermon, I've torn it up. Oh, what shall I do, Henry? What shall I do?
Here, Bishop, have this.
Have what? Oh, what's this you're offering? Henry, oh, no, not.
Sodom and Gomorrah, Bishop. You'll find they'll lap it up.
Oh. Here we are. Come on in, Henry. Oh, well, I think that passed off very well, don't you?
Oh, it was magnificent, my lord. They all said they're coming to Matins tomorrow. Oh, of course, it was the Archdeacon's sermon that did it. They were absolutely rapt. You could have heard a pin drop.
Didn't I tell you Sodom and Gomorrah always goes well, Bishop?
Oh, well, I'm not surprised, Henry, with that illustration taken from modern Copenhagen in it. I think our problem is solved anyway. The sheep have returned to the fold.
Yes, Bishop, all except one.
Yes, of course, Mrs. Shoebridge. Yes, well, it's a pity about that, but you can't have everything, can you? Who can that be? Mrs. Shoebridge.
Oh, Mrs. Shoebridge.
Mrs. Shoebridge.
Have you come to collect something?
Yes, my lord, my old job.
What?
Oh, well, my lord, when you went and took those flowers out of the church, I realized I'd made a mistake. And then today, when you preached that lovely sermon...
Oh, did you really enjoy it?
Oh, enjoy it, I'll say I did. It's not often you come out of a church really feeling you've learned something.
Oh, dear lady, come in, come in.
Well, right now, I'll just get my hat and coat off, tidy up the church and start getting the dinner. What about it? Toad in the hole.
What indeed?
I shan't be long.
Well, Henry, hang up your hat and we'll all go and sit down. I see you have hung it up.
No, I haven't, Bishop.
It must be Mr. Cox's, my lord.
But he wasn't there when we went out.
He must have come home, Bishop.
Yes, while we were in church.
Yeah, but he's not due back for a week.
Never mind, Bishop. Let's go and tell him the good news.
Oh, yes, my lord. Do let's.
Right, come on. Ah, Mr. Cox, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my lord.
Dean, what are you doing here?
I might ask the same question.
Have you come out of jail?
Did you enjoy your holiday?
Until yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
I heard, to my amazement, that you, my lord, had deserted the cathedral and, with the whole of your staff, had come out here for a holiday.
A holiday? This isn't a holiday.
Isn't it?
Oh, no, Dean. We haven't had a holiday. You see, I had to dig this grave and I'm absolutely lost.
Then why have you come out here?
Because, Dean, the church's interests required it. This parish was in an extremely run-down state and I realized that only immediate and personal intervention could stop stop the rot.
No? And have you stopped it?
I think we can say that we have succeeded, Dean.
Oh, I appear to have been misinformed.
I think you have, Dean.
Do you intend to stay on, my lord?
Oh, well, yes, Henry. I do think we should stay for another week, don't you?
No, Bishop. Definitely.
Yes, of course, Henry. Just to see that everything is all right.
Very well, I will return to St. Ogg's. I owe you an apology, my lord.
Not at all, Dean. Just a slight misunderstanding. Nothing more. Now, let me show you.
Thank you. I must just get my eggs.
Eggs?
Whilst I was waiting for you, my lord, a dear woman brought them to the door.
Oh, really? What was her name?
I believe she said it was Mrs. Plummer.
No!
She didn't bring anything else with her, did she?
Only some flowers.
Flowers?
What did you do with them?
I suggested that she should wait until the service was over and put them in the church.
What?
Oh, no!
Oh, Bishop!
Mrs. Shoebridge has just gone over to the church. She's bound to see
She them. Mustn't. Come on. We'll have to head her off.
My lord!
Oh!
My lord!
No, Mrs. Shoebridge, we can explain. We can explain.
Yes, please don't leave us. At least not until we've had the toad in the hole.
Toad in the hole? You're not getting no toad in the hole from me. I'm off, and if you want toad in the hole, you go to Elsie Plummer. I'm going to pack my
things. No, Mrs. Shoebridge, yes, we'll come back. Come back.
In that episode of All Gas and Gaiters, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, Mrs. Shoebridge, Doris Hare, Loder, George Woodbridge, Mrs. Plummer, Betty Bascom, and the Country Urchin, Neil McDermott. The Bishop Takes a Holiday was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The programme was produced by David Hatch.